Thomas. I spent 10 years on the inside. I know how to live in confined places. Prison is like hell and heaven all mixed together, like a stew that tastes good and then later kills you with botulism. You think you're going to die, but somehow, each morning, breath still enters and exits your lungs. Prison can almost be a relief. If you close your eyes and don't think about the years you have left, there's a clear list of do's and don'ts, with very little gray area. On the outside, almost everything, every decision, is gray. In prison, it's get up when the lights go on, eat when you're brought to food, watch when the TV is in front of you, walk when you're outside, sleep when the lights are off. I had lots of time to read, and due to my somewhat infamous life, most left me alone. I was up there with professional sports figures or celebrities who are or have been imprisoned. Mike Tyson, OJ. Prisoners wouldn't mess with them, and they didn't mess with me, because there had been achievement in our lives. If there's anything that weighs on the mind of an imprisoned man, it's lack of accomplishment. Prison provides an endless amount of time to consider what you should have been doing with your freedom. People worry about the things that could happen to them in prison, like getting stabbed, beaten, or raped. But probably, if you think about it, those things are just as likely to happen on the outside. What people don't consider enough is what won't happen to you on the inside. The ocean swallowing you up, having to provide for yourself or someone else, being hit by a car, being killed by a falling tree, having to look into the eyes of a woman and figure out what it all means. I never had visitors, which was just as well. The men who came back from visitations were burnt out shells. When you have to sit across the table from your wife, child, or sibling in a prison visitation room, it's as if all your failures have been dumped there on the table between you. Visitors are a mistake. I got one letter from my girlfriend. She said she'd gone to San Francisco, and maybe when I got out, I could find her there. I never wrote back. It was too painful. She was a good girl who had run away from a small town. We had running in common. She had long hair and wore ankle-length hippie dresses. Sometimes I think of her and try to imagine what kind of life she might live now. Maybe she's a mom who drives her kids to swim meets and soccer lessons. Or maybe she got on that airplane she always talked about and went and saw the world. She wanted to be worldly. Maybe she's still in San Francisco. She wouldn't be the girl I left, that's for sure, just as I'm not the boy who left her.